Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, baby!
Vince in the Bay. I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yeah.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Ooh.
Sexy.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi
there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you, you're dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo bo 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 boy. I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo bo 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 boy. I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
Saturday night party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Cactus Patriot Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The game's name.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Woo! Analysis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora. Peligrosa para la integridad del
Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party sexy time.
Welcome. It's Saturday night, July 26, 2011. Let's party. Good times. Yeah, so I just got in, and I'm kind of kind of stoked to be back behind the microphone again tonight. And welcome all of you to the show. Who do we got in here? So far we got Beach Bum 55, Ben Frazier, Kishu, Red Medicine, and Stabby McHugs. Good times, people. Good times. Cosmo Brockington in the building as well. Welcome, everybody. We've got open lines tonight. Let's party. Have a good time. We can chop it up about whatever. I know a lot of folks down in Southern California are suffering from a terrible bout with Carmageddon. They've been having Carmageddon in Los Angeles this weekend. They shut down the 405, which is the, what is it, the Long Beach Freeway, major thoroughfare. And they thought it was going to be the end of the world. And so far, the lone highlight of Carmageddon has been a high-speed car chase. That's right. Of all things newsworthy during Carmageddon, it wasn't bumper-to-bumper traffic. It was a high-speed car chase. Brilliant. I love it. And I missed it. I was busy. I wasn't in front of a television. I couldn't see it, so I was following people on Twitter, tweeting about it. And one such person was Lulzsec Callie, who I think might be here right now. Let's see if that's him. Lulzsec, is that you?
It's been the Lulzsec Callie, man. Take your order.
Yo, hey, man. So you were watching this car chase. Is it still going on now?
It's not right now, but fuck yeah, I was watching it, man. That was awesome.
That's rad. It was like a 2 hour chase, something like that.
Three
hours. Wow.
Covered over 200 miles. I think you went from really deep in LA up to the Grapevine, which I take every time I drive down to LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh wow. He got all the way. And when he ran out of gas, or what happened?
Well, he was armed, I think, with a hostage. I'm not sure, but police stopped him with a little spike, you know, a little spike thing on the road, and then.
Oh, and that took him down. And did he get his? Did they apprehend him? What's going on? Was there a standoff? What happened?
Not much news on that. I'm pretty sure he gave up pretty fast. I mean, if your car went ching right across the road, you'd be going about, you know, 200 miles, 3 hours. You'd probably just be like, "Fuck, give it up." Hell, if I was him, I mean, he's going to jail for life anyway. I would have just ran myself into a petrol station, just blown it up. Like, you know, go out in style.
No way, dude. Are you kidding me? That'd be stupid, dude. I would have...
He's going to jail for life, though.
Yeah, but he can write a book, at least. He can write a book in jail, right? He can't get...
No.
They can't take away that... What? They can take away the right for him to write a book?
Well, he can write it, sure, but there's no way of him, like, you know, he's probably going to be like... I don't know, but there's no way for him to get it published.
Why not, dude? I would totally publish a prisoner's book. That would sell like pancakes. Are you kidding me? The guy that ran for his life from the LAPD and was caught on film. Hell yeah! You know what? It's probably going to turn out that this asshole was on PCP or some fucked up narcotic.
He's actually pretty sure DUI, drunk or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Drunk driver. See, it's never a stoner, is it?
No.
It's always a drug addict. It's always somebody on meth or heroin or just plain old drunk. Just plain old alcohol.
Yeah.
The biggest culprit of all, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's never people who are stoned because, I mean, I don't smoke marijuana or any of that stuff, but I went to Santa Cruz once and watched a movie there, and there were so many people around me that got basically contact high from all of it. Like, you know, secondhand from that. And I went to my car, and I was just like, I can't do this. And I just sat there for like about 2 hours until it wore off. I was like, fuck.
You were high for 2 hours off of a contact high from secondhand smoke? That's insane.
That's called Santa Cruz, dude.
It's Yeah, I don't know about that, dude. That's kind of suspect. But whatever. Okay. Okay. Sure enough. Could be that. You could be a lightweight, a serious lightweight, I suppose.
Yeah, trust me. I am.
So is this car chase? Is this car chase on YouTube yet? Is this car chase on YouTube yet? I got to watch it.
It has to be in multiple parts, like more
yeah,
than...
Yeah, I know. Well, somebody has to make it into, like, you know, you can make a little playlist out of it. Just do the whole, chop it up, do the whole thing. Somebody's got to have that going by now. Come on.
The real highlight of this was Reporter Bob. Reporter Bob of KTLA, I would have sex with him. I'm just putting
Why?
That thrown out.
What did
I
he
would
do?
Have sex
what
with
did
him.
He do? He's
a glorious reporter. I'm pretty sure he's going to become a meme soon, too. But on KTLA, he was he was commenting from the chopper.
Uh-huh.
And, like, oh, my God. He was into it.
He was into it, huh?
Yeah, LulzSec, actually HQ, and, like, you know, your Anon News, we were all talking about him. Like, fuck yeah, report about
oh,
him.
I saw some of their tweets. Yeah, like, people were tweeting, like, those guys were tweeting about it. A lot of people that I know in L.A. who've been just, won't shut up about fucking Carmageddon. And they're finally got something else to tweet about. They're like, oh, finally, a car chase. Everybody's talking about it. It's everywhere.
Sorry, Neil, I just tripped over something. Reporter Bob is amazing. I mean, like...
So Reporter Bob, Reporter Bob's like the new LulzSec meme, not meme, but
the new red shirt guy.
He's like the new, what do you call it, mascot. Thank you. The new mascot.
The entire, like, L.A. journalistic community.
All right, I got to hear this guy's voice. Before I jump on the fucking Reporter Bob bandwagon, I got to hear it and see it for myself. I'm not going to just, like, start popping a boner for this guy without seeing the...
Yeah. Although,
it's already got to be on YouTube. Are you kidding me? Do I have to go to YouTube myself, you idiots? God damn it. KTLA?
Don't be a bitch.
KTLA... Car chase. Oh, it's already okay. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, nice. Top Gear history. Nope. We gotta sort filter by upload date. Jesus Christ. Yeah, here
this
we go. November 2nd. No, that's not right. 1 year ago.
There's Robert. What was it? What's his name? God damn it. I had his name a couple seconds ago.
Uploaded today. How about that?
I'm trying to find his name. I had it on
your
phone.
You know what would be great is if they had some way to dial into or hack into the dash cams of all the police cars and get all those simulcast and then along with the footage from the news and everything, and then on top of that, hack into all the cell phones, all the bystanders that are standing around with their cell phones. Boom! Can you imagine just funneling all those different video feeds, and then of course you have to have Bob talking over it, whatever. But still, you know what I'm talking about? That's some fucking next level hacking. You know, you go tell your LulzSec people to pull that off for me.
Well, I'm not sure that. God damn it. They might. I'm not quite sure.
You're not quite sure about what? I'm just joking about that. All that. I just want to see some footage from this. Like, I don't see it on YouTube.
Oh,
yet,
I thought you were talking about like the car, like the hacking to the car.
I don't want you to break that down for me. I was just joking about that shit. But I want to see the footage, dude. KTLA. Do they have their own YouTube? All right, they have their own YouTube. I'm going to their YouTube, and what do they have on here? LMFAO? They have a music video. It's an LMFAO interview music video. Are you kidding me? These people have some juicy car chase footage.
Shut up, and I'll find it for you.
What fucking kind of interwebs people do we have going on here? This should be fucking already up. I don't understand, dude. I've lost all faith in the internet. I'm sorry. I don't. No.
Here's something from One Last Week, if you want to hear his voice.
I've lost all faith in the internet. The internet is really letting me down right now. Like, seriously, I have to go onto Twitter. Where is this noise? Everybody's talking about it. David Schuster, I'm not going to follow that asshole. No, thank you. Fuck, I hate it when Twitter, like, offers me to follow people I fucking who I just can't stand.
Yeah.
But this track right here is pretty badass that KTLA has on their show. It's a video with LMF. Fuck this, dude. Fuck the car chase. You guys should check this out, man. Definitely going to like this. Yeah. This guy's got a box on his head. They got a guy in the band who just has a box on his head. Are you kidding me? Sign me up. I want that job. Can I just be in your band and just be the guy with the box on his head? This is insane, dude. I'm in the wrong business. I'm totally in the wrong business.
Most people talk about how some bitch, intro.
What?
I'm hearing back on. Some bitch interrupted him, and Lil Tucker was like, shut this bitch up. We cannot masturbate to a woman's voice. We need Bob.
I have yet to hear Bob. Produce me Bob. Give me a little. I'm getting tired of hearing about him. I want to hear the dude. In the meantime, check this out. Check it. Here, I'm going to paste something in the chat room right now. In the meantime, if you want to find out what's going on KTLA, Channel 5 in Los Angeles, this is what's going down right here. Check this out, chat room. Look at that. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, LMFAO, bringing it with Party Rock Anthem. Fuck the car chase. Fuck the car chase. That's what you should be watching. Oh, my God. What else do we have going on here? Who else is on the switchboard here? Kishu's here. Hey, Kishu.
Kishu. What's up?
Nothing. Just trying to find footage of this car chase. I'm really interested. And on top of that, apparently this guy Bob is the second coming, so I've got to apparently have to watch this.
Yeah, it's been a really crazy night. I've been, in this IRC and Anonops voice channel or whatever, and they were, following it, and it was, live, as Tilbury was tweeting everything on the Lulzsec Twitter page, so it was pretty funny. And then I went into this random tiny chat, and there's, I don't know, this kid prank calling CBS, or I don't even know, CNN or some random stations, saying that there were bombs, that Lulzsec was going to blow up their building. So it's been a pretty interesting night, that's for sure. But, good times.
Good times. What do you think of LMFAO, Laughing My Fucking Ass Off, the band, though? Not the...
Never heard it before.
Not the phrase, not the saying, the band. Yeah, forget the car chase, dude. It's all about Party Rock Anthem, dude.
Oh.
Rock Anthem. It's Saturday night, Party Sexy Time, you idiots. God, you guys sound like you're fucking dead. You're going to liven up this fucking place, dude. We're supposed to be having lulls here.
Fault,
this is Saturday night party sexy time. Jesus Christ.
Okay, fine. Here's lulls. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Okay, fine. Let's get warmed up here, kids. You notice? I didn't have enough time to upload all my slideshow materials tonight, but it is bunga party time tactically. If you folks are really familiar with the Bunga Bunga.
Bunga Bunga party.
That's what we're having tonight. We're trying to have a Bunga Bunga party. We're not doing anything else. Check it out.
Bisogna fare qualcosa. Assolutamente. E sai che faremo?
Bunga party.
Bunga. Bunga.
Bunga.
Bunga, 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 bunga.
All right, buddy, come on.
top of little Africa. Boonga, boonga, boom, lele. Boonga, boonga, boom, lele. Sinos, potentos, vayan, galera. Hey, top of little Africa. E non importa chi tu sia, non importa che lavoro tu faccia, in questi tempi di crisi è importante ridere, sorridere e festeggiare. E allora festeggiamo io, tu, Lele, Fede, tutti quanti, ma soprattutto...
Santissima Africa, bunga bunga con Lele, bunga bunga con Fede, se non sei dentro vai in galera, per colpa dell'Africa, bunga bunga con Lele, bunga bunga con Fede, se non sei dentro vai in galera.
Oh yeah. They call 347-826-7667. But hey. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey. Now we're partying, everybody.
Are we done now?
Boonga boonga party.
God awful. Oh my god.
Boonga boonga party.
We're having a boonga boonga party. Come on, dudes.
No? This one out.
No? Did we just? I just emptied the chat room. The chat room just like got cut in half.
Yeah, well, don't play retarded music, God.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Play good music, then. Okay,
boonga boonga party.
I guess, no, never
that's
mind.
That's kind of funny. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of funny.
Oh, you like the Italian accent better? You like the Italian guy saying it?
Yeah.
Boonga boonga party.
As opposed to the Aussie number one?
Boonga boonga party.
Bring my pants. Hold on. Let me put some pants on.
Yeah, put your pants on. Yeah, yeah.
What the?
Pantless Saturday. It's Pantless Saturday for only about 8 more minutes, and then it becomes naughty Sunday. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm back.
It is what it is.
Stripper Sunday?
I have pants on. Okay.
All right, so has anybody found me a link to that goddamn car chase?
Dude, there's like a million links all over the place, but now I'm not at the computer, so you're just going to have to wait.
Okay, fine.
Hold on.
But in the meantime, let's talk about something different so we can get over this.
Oh, wait a second.
Sorry, I'm spraying
wait
myself
a second.
With bug
I'm
spray.
Going to the KTLA Watch Live Suspected Drunk Driver Leads Police on Pursuit. It's still they still have a website for it. Let me see if they're going to replay it, maybe. It says live. Hmm.
Oh, yeah, you didn't do a show last night. There was a dude in my yard last night.
I know. I saw you tweet about it like the next day. I was like, holy shit,
okay,
I hope Kishu's
like,
still alive.
The dogs were barking like crazy, right? And I was like, what the fuck? You know, because they only bark if there's somebody in the yard or there's a big animal in the yard. And so I come out with the flashlight and I shine the flashlight and it was all like black pants and like a black t-shirt. But I couldn't like tell like skin color or anything, but dark hair. But the dude, like I shined the flashlight and he just took off running across the yard. And so I ran inside. I woke up my grandparents, you know, and loaded their gun, loaded my shotgun, and locked all the windows and all the doors. And then me and my grandpa came outside and just, you know, kind of shined flashlights around. We have, like, this huge spotlight in the back, and we, like, turned that on and just to see if, you know, we saw anything. And we think that it was probably, like, because where we live, it's, like, 5 miles away. There's a really big, like, pipeline for illegal immigrants. And so it was probably just a... border crosser, you know. But anyway, so it was kind of scary though because you know I just had that stalker like 2 months ago. You know that kid from Phoenix. Remember the one I was telling you about, Vince?
Anyway,
I had this stalker kid like 2 months ago, and he lived literally like 120 miles from where I do, and he was coming down driving by my house like 4 or 5 times a week. So it was really kind of creepy. you know, and everybody knows I live in the middle of nowhere, so that made it even more creepy. But, yeah, so I was just like, I really hope it's not a stalker or a serial killer or God knows what, you know. But whoever it was, they haven't come back, and they left, and I don't know, whatever. I'm just glad that they're gone, you know. So, but that was kind of interesting. So, anyway, so I've been, like, really, like, just on edge every time I come outside now. I'm outside right now, and I literally hear, like, we have this little, like dry wash, like, I don't know, like the back of our property, and there's, like, 1,000 frogs making noise back there. I can hear them all. Ridiculous. Anyways.
I can't hear them right now.
I can hear them. They're so loud. You hear it?
No, you got to walk closer. Go walk outside.
No, they're not in the pool. They're that's the thing. Like, they're not in the pool.
Oh no,
Your connection
sounds kind of crappy actually tonight. I don't know what's going on,
yeah,
or maybe. Yeah, it sounds like you're Patriot Gregging a little bit, or maybe I have bad. I have all this porn open on my computer, and it's probably on my end.
Oh my God.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, so what else did I miss on the internet? I was off the internet today. I just got back home. I'm just logged in. You know, I stay connected through Twitter, but that doesn't necessarily feel like I'm on the internet. So so what else did I miss besides Officer Bob or whatever, Cameraman Bob?
Porter.
Chopper 5 Bob. What else happened? Hoarders? What?
What? Penis. I don't know.
You missed... I don't know. Nothing really. That's about all. It was really funny.
This dude, Awani, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He got his account hacked by some Anon, I think.
Wow.
Either that or he pretended like he did. I don't know. It was kind of weird. This guy that used to, I don't know, he's just I presume he's like some hacker guy. That went by Awinee, and his account had been kind of like I don't think he had tweeted for like a couple of weeks from that account, and somebody randomly I guess got in there and changed the avatar to like a one of those anonymous avatars with the suit with no head thing, and then said hey what should we do with this. A stupid guy only had like, you know, 8 letters in his password or whatever, and I don't know what they've done with it since. In fact, I should click on it.
How funny. I think I was actually just looking at his Twitter earlier today. I read that, but I didn't understand that's what was going on. I'm in a moment sometimes where I just read stuff really fast and, you know.
Oh wow. Oh, check this out. So now his account says, "All right, settle down, account is still mine." And this was just to gain some juicy info, which worked out just fine. Nice. So he's playing it off. He's playing it off like he got hacked, and so all these people that normally wouldn't have communicated with him suddenly communicated with him. And maybe he's like, all right, I got all that info, you know, joke's on you, kids. Who knows?
Hey, do we have old Brutus on the line yet?
I don't know. Is he calling in?
I told him to call in. I don't know if he's going to.
Well, if he calls in, he can press number 1, and that will alert me that he wants to talk. There are a couple people on the line, but they don't have their hand up. And if you want to put your hand up, there are a couple people on the line, and if you want to talk, you just press the number 1, and I'll put you on the line. No problemo. Other than that, you can just...
Brutus just woke up.
What's that?
Drunk all day.
What's that?
Brutus has been drunk all day. He just woke up.
Oh, he just woke up. Good for him.
I heard him calling to Vince's show.
Yeah, I told Tobari that he was in the chat room and that he should come in the chat and have it out with us.
You said who? Who are you talking about?
Well, because of that post that was on Chronicle today.
What post? Oh, send it to me. See, this is the internet shit. I'm telling you
that
I'm trying to get like up to speed, and then you're just like, I don't know. Oh, then there's something on Chronicle at you. And I'm just... That's what I'm talking about. Tell me some juicy shit, dude. Fuck.
Fine, give me a fucking minute.
I can't link you stuff right now because I'm sitting on the diving board, you know.
So, here's some juicy internet news. Someone made a Twitter called Vince and the Gay.
No, that's
my
not
homie. That's my homie. I know who that is. That's my homie, though. What
do
you say?
Oh, geez, really? You know who it is? Who is it then?
Yeah. The guy that has my same icon, but he crossed out the B and put in a red G.
Do you know who
it is? I know who that is.
Really? I don't think you do, but...
Okay. No, I think I do. So, what did he do? What do you say?
He was just talking to me. I was like, phone made a Vince the Gay account.
No, that's my homie. I know he's actually a regular listener.
Alrighty then.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. He's a regular listener. He doesn't log on the chat room as Vincent the Gay, but he logs on under a different name.
And I'm not gonna
say what it is. And yeah. Good time.
Yeah, get you some login. Sign. I should be able to get you some juicy.
Daisy Duke wardrobe malfunction. Are you kidding me? Was it like a nip slip or nip slip or something? Oh yeah, it is a nip slip. Oh yeah, nice.
What are you talking about?
I used to be so in love with her. Yeah, total nip slip.
Ooh.
Hell yeah. In the chat room, Ben just put it in the chat room.
Who? What are you talking about?
All right.
That's not really
Kishu,
Ben.
Catch up, Kishu. I'm talking about the link that Ben put in the chat room. Click on it. Watch it. That's Daisy Duke. Back in the day, somebody slowed down some videotape and found a nip slip. And that's what's going down.
And who is that? I don't even know who that is. Is she hot?
Catherine Bach? Yeah, she's... She was Daisy Duke, the original, the OG. I don't even know who played her in the
Daisy
remake.
Duke was. I'm sorry. Oh, God, there's so many animals outside right now. There's like a little frog sitting right here next to me. There's a little baby snake's been chilling in the pool as he's like swimming around.
Oh, well, there's been shit going on in Pelican Bay. Anybody been paying attention to that?
No.
There's a hunger strike in Pelican Bay. It's a California prison hunger strike at an event for solidarity about some human rights violations or something, allegedly. I don't know. There was a huge BTR show that was done about it, and that's that fucking obscene commercial you're hearing in the background there. But some friends of mine that are in Southern California are going to drive all the way up to Pelican Bay. Pelican Bay, if you're not familiar, in California, it's at the absolute most northwestern point of the state. It's like way up in there in the corner on the coast. Pelican Bay is just a little bay somewhere up there where they have a penitentiary. And I don't know, there's some shit going down up there. I haven't really been paying attention. But they're having protests. They protest it every day. Every day this week, they've been protesting it in San Francisco and in New York and places all over the place. Let me find this. An indefinite hunger strike began on July 1st by the prisoners held in the Pelican Bay Security Housing Unit. They have been joined by prisoners in the Corcoran and Folsom prisons and other prisons. Strong domestic and foreign support has been organized for these prisoners. For the struggle to be won, however, every available resource must be brought into play. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is like, these are propaganda for that shit. But they don't say, that's weird. That was in Oh, straight up in the news section of Google. That's kind of, I don't know if that's news. Here we go. Let's go to the, speaking of the Chronicle, it's not the the Chronicle SU, but it's SF Chronicle. Inmates on a hunger strike at the high-security Pelican Bay State Prison are threatening to starve themselves to death if officials don't meet their demands for improved conditions. They are protesting conditions that they say are torturous and inhumane, said Molly Portzig of the Prisoner Hunger Blah 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 Coalition in Oakland, the town, as we call it here, which is speaking for the prisoners. She's speaking for the prisoners, I guess. She's a spokesperson. They feel the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation will not make any meaningful or long-term change until they start dying, and they're willing to take it there. The hunger strike began Friday and spread over the weekend to 6,600 inmates in at least 11 of California's prisons. As of Thursday, they said the total was down to what? It began last Friday and spread to over 6,000 inmates, but as of Thursday, this past Thursday, they said the total was down to 1,700 inmates in seven prisons. So it's starting to, support is, they're trying to pump back up support. That's what these people are doing on Twitter. That's what it is. So that's what's up with that. Interesting. I did not know that. Now, who knows the real story there? You know, who? God knows, you know, maybe these prisoners are trolling everybody. They're just like, hey, dude, maybe we can, like, drum up support if we just all just, like, go on a hunger strike. See what happens. See if we get some media coverage, dudes.
It's actually impossible for them to go on a full hunger strike.
Yeah. So, people
will get in, like...
What's up?
They will do a thing where they'll have a tube, like, and they'll shove it down the throat, and they will force feed them, and, like, yeah, it is nasty shit.
Oh, here we go. Here's the news of the hour. This is what I was looking for. Thank you, dude. This is out of Los Angeles. While 3-hour police pursuit ends on the Grapevine of all places. A suspect who officials said was driving recklessly and at high speeds in the San Fernando Valley is leading law enforcement agencies on a chase and leading a this is a typo, dude, these assholes. Or wait, they're writing it as it was, as if, I guess this dude's writing it as if it was still, oh, he was writing it as if it was still going on. Whatever. Leading law enforcement agencies on chase Saturday evening. The chase started in the valley on 101. Of course, they're in L.A., so it's the 101. It started about 8 p.m., according to authorities. Stu Mundell reporting overhead in Sky 9, not your dude Bob McFlob or whatever the fuck from Chopper 5. Stu, you know, I'd rather hear, maybe I'm interested in hearing Stu's take on the whole thing. Fuck Bob.
Fuck Stu.
Hey, maybe I'm Team Stu.
Team Bob.
Team Stu.
Team Bob.
Stu Mundell reporting overhead in Sky 9 said the suspect well exceeded the speed limit, quote, numerous times. Police, he
no
said.
No shit, he's going at 85 miles per hour.
Dude, hey, it's accurate reporting then. Hello. Team Stu. Team Stewie. Police, he said, considered a pit maneuver early on, but declined due to safety concerns for the public. What the fuck is a pit maneuver?
Nasty.
Anyway, about a half an hour in... What?
If I know my police maneuver is correct, they flip. It's like they basically flip the car, usually.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
After a half hour into the pursuit, the suspect switched to the eastbound 10 freeway, and he went on to the southbound 605 and then went on to the 60. Due to many motorists staying home with Carmageddon fears, The suspect had wide open lanes for much of the pursuit. At least six patrol cars were in pursuit. The LAPD began the pursuit and after about 30 minutes, the CHP took the lead. There are reportedly at least two people in the car, said officials. Blah, 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 blah. The suspect sped up in the Rancho Cucamonga area. I just love saying that. Rancho Cucamonga. He then went on to the 215, drove more, quote, erratic, said Mundell. See, I like my man Stu Mundell. He knows how to call it. He calls it like he sees it. He's not a camera whore like, what's his name, Bob, like showing off, going to fucking refuel. First of all, who doesn't have enough fuel to fucking for their chopper? That, I mean, why?
Most of the choppers didn't, because they've been following it for 2 hours.
Obviously an inferior pilot and reporting crew, if they had to stop in the middle.
Even the CHP helicopter had to back off.
Not Stu. The Mobile 9 unit was up in the air the entire time because Stu Mundell was able to see all the erratic driving and then went on to a reverse route back onto the 15 towards Ontario. Jesus Christ, he's going all over the fucking joint, man. Stu Mundell theorized that the suspect might be seeing his fuel gauge getting close to empty. The Cal 9 crew was told a female passenger, unknown relation to the male driver, called her brother to say the driver had no intention of stopping. Holy shit. He's fucking crazy. He's just going for it. Damn. He's just like, fuck it, man. At the 2.5 hour mark, the suspect reached Boyle Heights. He ventured onto the 5 freeway where traffic got slightly heavier. The suspect through the pursuit hit just about every freeway, including the 101, the 110, the 10, the 605, the 210, the 710, the 105, the 60, the 5. The one he missed? The 405, of course, which is closed due to Carmageddon. After more than 3 hours, CHP put down a spike strip and ended the chase at the northbound 5, on the northbound 5 on the Grapevine. Officials took two people into custody. Stu Mundell said the two were taken into custody without incident or injury. Stu, man, on the fucking scene, dude. Big shouts out to Stu Mundell. The man, like, covered the entire race, never had to stop a minute to refuel or anything, dude. He was just on it. Brilliant reporting. Shouts out to Stu Mundell. Oh, good times. Good times, everybody. Three.
The next. The news.
Yeah. Huh? What?
On the next.
Yeah. So there you have it. Daisy Duke, nip slip tonight. That was pretty sexy. I like that. So we definitely got some sexiness out of the way. Kishu, you're quiet. What's wrong? Are you butthurt? Hello?
Sorry, I was muted. No. I'm in the IRC chat. So. Sure.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. Oh, excuse me. She's in the IRC chat. Oh, pardon me. She's with her hacker friend. Oh, I'm sorry. All the cool people are over in the IRC. My bad. Okay, why don't I just put you in the green room and you can do your IRC in the green
room. You're such a dick. Don't do that. Be nice. I'll be right back.
All right, fine. I'm going to lock shit down, motherfuckers.
What?
Give me a call, bitches.
Lock shit down. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out in the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out in the concrete jungle.
in the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Of all secrets, I'm the best kept. Making sure my first step is my best step. I watch my investments while the rest slept. And change tunes like the faders on the best text. Yes, I'm a mile under the floor. With a swisher for the cushion, the towel under the door. You remember me as the tallest one of the four. Every time you come and check out your boy, he yeah, hot like the tip of a blowtorch. And lift up a show horse with little or no force. It's heavy but low voice. Making ladies go, boys don't front. People fill up the joint, there's no choice. I'm running my mouthpiece, and I outreach through the power of devout speech. While you shout beat, screaming from your couch seat, we devout heat, and we come to hunt.
We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Second half of a double header. Tune up the trouble setter, here to make it bubble better. Rhinosaurus bass, thick as Barney Rubble sweater. And I'm blowing like the coldest wind in Chicago weather. Hey, why you sweeter than plain cinnamon? My lyric venom in your vein, now your brain hemorrhaging. If you think that I'm insane, I'm a plain citizen. People call me up my name, I remain disciplined. Hey, a wicked sentence and a vicious blend. Has more wealth than the wallets of the richest men. It's interesting, pay attention to what you witness in. The love of the art form, not just the dividends. Yeah. All eyes on me, but please don't put the rumors and them lies on me. Cause I'm just that clown to come with the fat sound. Charlie Tuna, Todd Live, and we come to
hunt.
In the concrete jungle, it's wild animals. My stomach growling like lions, it's understandable. Rappers will run right up on you and try to battle you. Quicker than a cheetah run up on a caravan. What up, Tuna? The blacksmith is back with the backflip flow. I got the survival jacket, cracking, open like the seal on the package. Came with a message, we must retain the freshness. Lame and you plain depressing. Is this what the game is left with? Oh, homie, name is weapon. Soon as Mr. International stepping, you're rapping irresponsible, the rational deafness. Ready, got enough lyrics, I'll be stocking up. Get on some Vince, boy, you better lock it up. Is it live or what? We came to rock it now. Treat it like it's out of pocket.
We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. We come with more heat than the sun do. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We came to just do this for you. Sit back and just watch us bubble. Gorillas out of the concrete jungle. We come with more heat.
Hey everybody, it's Vincent LeVay. Hey, Call me 347-826-7667. It's Bunga Bunga Party time.
Bunga Bunga Party.
Everybody, Bunga Bunga Party!
Tweet the program. There's a little tweet button there. Right in between the slideshow and the chat room, there's somewhere in there is a tweet button. And if you're on Facecrack, you can like the show, do that as well. And tell, you know, wake up the kids, call the neighbors. Let's get down. We got to, shit, man. We still got over an hour to go here. I'm joined by Lulzsec Kali and Kishu Zykova. And, yeah, it's open lines, kiddos. Don't be shy. We can chop it up about whatevs. What did I see here? Oh, yeah. So apparently there was this Twitter phishing attack that was rampant for a couple of days. And somebody exposed out of Naked Security. They found Twitter users are reporting receiving direct messages from other members of the network, cheekily asking them if them is pictured as in the photo, video, or mentioned in a blog post. Various versions of the dangerous message include, is this you in the video? Is this you in this picture? Check this out. It's a funny blog post. You're mentioned in it. Clicking on the link attached to the message can take you to what appears at first glance to be a Twitter login page. But if you take a closer look, you'll see that the website isn't the real Twitter.com. The URL is wrong. It's Twittery.com with an I at the end. If you make the mistake of entering your username and password on the page in the hope of seeing the picture or video or blog post about you, then you could be handing your login credentials to cyber criminals. They could use the information to spread scams further across the network, spam out malicious links to use the passwords against other websites, so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. Del Harvey, who runs Twitter's safety team, says that Twitter is resetting the passwords of users who it believes have been hit by the phishing attack. If you use the same password multiple places, blah, 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 same old, if you don't know that. Let's see. It's also important to kind of blah, 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 blah. So yeah, so that was just like a recent thing, and the only reason why this caught my eye was because I'm pretty sure it happened to somebody, at least one or two people that I was following, because I know somebody, at least one person tweeted about it, another person was like being kind of sketched out. So yeah, it's kind of word to the wise. There you go. Enjoy. I'll put the link to that if you're nakedsecurity.sophos.com is where I got that shit from. Why? What's up with all the Debbie hate in my chat room? What the hell, man? Every time I look in there, it's like Debbie this, Debbie that, Debbie. What the hell? What's your damage? Oh, well, it is what it is. Let's take a call, shall we? Area code 931, you're on the air with Vince, Lulzsec, and Kishu. What's up?
Vince in the Bay, it's old Brutus. How's it going?
Old Brutus, going well, man. Good to have you back on the show. How are you this evening / early morning?
Oh, I just woke up. I'm hurting, Vince. I've been drinking whiskey all day.
Alcohol is bad for you in mass quantities, my friend. You should moderate.
I didn't know how else to get through this golf tournament. It was so fucking boring.
Golf tournament?
Yeah, I witnessed a golf tournament today.
Oh, you didn't even play in a golf tournament? You just watched it?
Sporting press.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hey, there you go. You got to do what you got to do.
Yep. And I did it, sir.
Good times. Good times, bro. So, hey, do you know anything about this this guy, Awinee or A-I-W-E-E or something like that? You know who I'm talking about?
A-I-W-E. No, I don't know anybody like that. It's too many vowels, if you ask me.
Let me find this guy. Let me see if we can find him. A-W-I-N-E-E.
Actually, that name rings a bell, but my computer is restarting. It's having some virus trouble, which is actually why I called, so I could continue listening to the show. The PlayStation 3, it doesn't run your show that well.
Oh, that's cool. You can get my show through the PlayStation 3. That's right. It's fucking internet in there and everything. That's awesome. I always forget about that. I'm not a gamer. I don't do any of that crap.
I wish I never was.
Thanks for you.
Hey, wait. Can somebody, if somebody has like one of the little portable PS things, what do they call them? The little PS3.
The PSP.
PSP. Can I get my show on that?
Probably. I think it has the same internet browser.
Nice. That's awesome, Matt. Because I do get, believe it or not, Blog Talk Radio does give me some decent statistics on some of the where I get my listeners from, like whether it's on a mobile device, whether it's on the internet, whether it's live, where it's an archive, you know, and it breaks it all down. And sometimes there's like miscellaneous, like mobile or whatever, and I kind of wonder what that shit is. And I bet it's stuff like that, like little PSPs and stuff.
Could be. Maybe iPhones or the Android operating systems.
Yeah. Dude. Good times, man. The fucking technology sure does take us for a ride, doesn't it?
I've got mixed feelings about it, but I got to say that shit is a lot more interesting now.
No shit, dude. It's, yeah, I think we live in the most exciting times of ever. I think it's...
Indeed.
Things are such in flux right now. We don't even realize how things are
right
such
now,
in flux
track
right
phone
now.
Number.
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Really interesting. Like, right now, some chick, Christina Colonna, Spring of L, actor, modeler, she met me on, like, whatever, and says, hey, can you track this phone number? They just texted me. I'm like, okay. I'm not going to try to track this phone number. That's from, like, some free iPhone app.
Wow. Craziness, dude. And now all these news organizations are trying to get into the game. Like, they weren't already in the game. But now they're trying to, like, give themselves street cred. Like, this whole... I don't know what's going on with this Rupert Murdoch thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, I understand that what they did was unethical. And, hey, good for him. Kudos to him. He says, well, you know what? We're going to shut down the newspaper. It's a piece of shit anyways. It's an old, you know, bag of garbage. We're done with it, all right? We fucked up, you know. But why is this sticking? I don't get it. I don't know why this news item just... Probably, I think, because the liberal media has it out for the guy. It's been had a boner for him for a long time. It was looking at for anything to get on him, and they just decided to pick this for some reason.
Hacking is just in the news right now, period.
Yeah, it's just a hot, sexy item to headlines
and
stuff.
It is. It's hot, sexy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, it's literally hot and sexy for you. I understand. But I'm saying metaphorically for other people.
Okay, let's shut up. So, I even forget what the fuck I was going to say. Damn it, Lynn. I'm not sure right now.
Shout out to Bobo.
And it went straight out. That's so fail. Oh, speaking of Bobo, yeah, I think that everybody has nothing to do with Bobo at all. Just he has hot pink or she has
Bunga
hot pink,
Bunga Party.
Whatever. So it reminded me of Ghost, which reminded me that's why people are hating so much on Debbie Daly is because Ghost isn't around. So they have to take the rage out on somebody. And you're too nice and everybody actually likes you, so they're not going to hate on you, you know? So hence the Debbie Daly hateage. And that Ben Frazier person, I have no clue who that person is, but I know that it's not actually Ben. Because I got bitched out about that last night. Apparently, I told you that was really him, and then you told Debbie, and I don't know. No one has told me
shit about who that. I have no clue who Ben Frazier is in the chat room.
Surely,
and I have not told anybody that I thought who it was. Somebody's.
Yeah, they're trolling him, and I try to tell
somebody's
him
trolling somebody. Whatever. I just play. I mean, hey, there's a lot of Ben Frazier's out there, dude. Like, seriously, there's a lot of Ben Frazier.
This is very true.
This could, for all I know, this is like another Ben Frazier. Is that spelled the same way? For all I know, who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. I'm pretty much completely done with him. I'm annoyed with the bullshit that spews out of his mouth. So.
If you're just joining us, we're here with Lulzsec, Callie, Kishu, and now Old Brutus. Yeah, Old Brutus.
We just tracked a phone number.
What?
Houston, Texas. Interesting.
Yeah.
So Old Brutus. What are you up to tonight, baby bun?
I think you know what I'm up to.
Don't
I'm suffering.
Know. Take if you have ibuprofen, the 200 milligrams, take like 4 of them. And I know that sounds really weird, but it's like that's the 800 milligram is the strength that they prescribe you like at the doctor's office for toothaches and stuff. So it's perfectly safe to take, and that'll kill a hangover really fast. That's like my hangover cure.
It's
like it'll
take
get
it
your
up.
Headache gone. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Maybe I will. I just found out who Awain is.
Really?
He is. He was arrested in the Netherlands. Pro WikiLeaks DDoS attacks on websites belonging to Dutch police and National Prosecutor's Office. So down he goes. He looks like another Asperger's fellow. He's got that hair.
He went dark
like a couple weeks ago. He went dark. And I guess somebody figured it out and trolled his account.
I keep getting scared, like somebody that's going to look behind me and there's going to be some crazy stalker. Serial killer.
A member
That's
of
all
the Murdoch
your fault
family in your
yard. Because the goddamn fucking talking about serial killers and crazy stories you were telling me last night.
It was a good story, was it not?
It was a good story. It was a very good story.
Perhaps I can share this story with the show.
Go ahead, tell the story.
I was talking to these people on the chat, and they were sharing creepy stories that had happened to them. This one young, this guy is about my age now, but he told a story from when he was about 13 or maybe 15 years old. They just got this new house. And the boy got to pick whatever room he wanted in the new house. He chose this corner room. It was downstairs. And for the first few weeks, he didn't notice anything, but eventually, while he was trying to sleep, he would notice this strange glowing. And it would be sort of like a wispy, like an orange glow that he would see every so often out of his peripheral vision. And he noticed it all the time, and he didn't think anything of it. He just figured, whatever, just some orange glow. Maybe it's something out in the forest or in the sky or a street lamp or whatever. Well, he was out with his family one day, cleaning up the yard and picking up, and they went over by his window there, and they were like cleaning up the mulch and stuff, and they saw this pile of cigarette butts underneath his window. And so somebody had been standing there watching, and it was a few weeks after that discovery, after they cleaned up the cigarette butts, somebody did finally break in their home. And I told Kishu that story last night while she was sitting in the dark and that man was in her yard.
That was really not cool.
You're
story.
An asshole.
Well, the thing was like I was in my room after that, and I kept hearing like a scratch at my window, and I was freaking out, right? So like I'm like sitting there like holding my shotgun. It's like this shotgun literally is like it's so old school that like when I shoot it,
it'll nearly knock me over and always bruises my shoulder. It's like an old school double barrel shotgun. And so I'm like sitting there like clenching my shotgun, and I finally get the ball to go up and move the curtain really fast, and a little bird outside my fucking window. But I was freaking out. Oh my God. It was scary. I was scared last night. I didn't sleep too well. I didn't sleep really at all. And I slept like half of the day. So, yeah.
And that was the sound of the bird cutting your screen.
Right. God, I don't know why, like, the birds, like, during the day, they're always, oh, God, speaking of creepiness, or, like, three bats just flew over me. Dude, you guys are fucking with me now. Anyways, they always try to get in the window, like, they're just, like, they're always trying to, like, poke at the screen. I don't know why they do that. It's weird. But we have so many birds in our yard. Like, we have this huge tree in the back. It's like overgrown, like, where if you can, like, walk inside of it. You know what I mean? And it's, like, all this, like, overgrown leaves. You know what I'm talking about? You know those type of trees? But all these birds and, like, rabbits and little animals live inside there. And my grandparents go out and we throw them, like, scrap food. And, like, my grandpa goes out, like, twice a day and takes bird seed out there. And we have, like, all these little, like, water fountains and, like, a little pond and stuff for them. So it's pretty cool, but it's not cool when I'm trying to sleep and they're like making so much noise, or I'm out here on the show and there's all this noise. Usually it's very peaceful and quiet out here, you know, you don't get like sirens or like the noise of people, but there's always animals. It's so loud sometimes. Almost the same, I don't know. Yeah, I used to have this owl that like lived like in the tree outside my window, and all night long it would just be there, you know, doing a little hoot hoot noise. Driving me nuts, and I don't know, finally it just left, like, 6 months ago I stopped hearing it, so, don't know what happened to the owl, but I'm glad it's gone, to be honest.
You see, I don't travel, I live in an apartment.
Yeah, you live in the city, so, but God, I actually, like, when I was staying with Vince, I slept so fucking good with all the noise outside of his window. I don't know why, it was just, like, really soothing. It's like sleep all day.
Although I did get stabbed once on a subway. That was not fun.
You what?
A couple months back, goddammit. When I first moved in San Francisco, I got stabbed on the subway and I had like hobbled.
You got stabbed on the subway?
Long story. What?
Oh, my God.
That's
horrible.
Was that New York or San Francisco? I can't remember. I was in New York for a brief time, so I can't remember.
That's really scary, to be honest.
Home city. Fucking whatever.
You were probably
when I was living in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was, like, in this really bad neighborhood. It was, like, literally, like, really ghetto, all black. Like, you know, you don't see white kids walking around the neighborhood. And I was driving through the neighborhood because I was lost. And there was, like, this little gas station. And I stopped at the little gas station, asked for directions. And these, like, two, like, huge, like, hardcore black girls come up. And they're just like, what were you looking at us like that for? You know, all ghetto. I don't even know what they were saying, to be honest. But I was like, what do you mean? I wasn't even looking at you. And the girl pulls out, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but they're, like, little eyebrow, like, trimmers, but they're, like, little razor blades at the end. Okay. She fucking pulls out one of these little things and is, like, coming at me with it. And I jumped in my car and she drove off really fast. But she was like, I'm going to fucking cut you, bitch. And I was just like, oh, my God. I was, like, I don't know, 17. It's like probably the scariest experience I've ever gone through in my life. But, you know, I feel like the safest city, like, I feel safer, you know, in San Francisco walking the streets, you know, 3 a.m. by myself, like, you know, than I do downtown Tucson at, you know, during the day. So, you know, I've never really felt too threatened in San Francisco. I think it's a wonderful city. I love it. But that is a little scary that you got stabbed in the subway. I think you should tell the story, to be honest.
No, I'll tell you later. I mean, I am very familiar. I mean, that was a really rare moment. I am really used to going out late at night because I'm going to be quite frank here. I am a street artist. You know, I do spray paint and all that shit. You know, I'm You know, that's why I said that's some good idea, spray paint. I was making stencils for it. But I just can't sell it, right? But, yeah, I am very used to going out at night, so the streets at night don't really scare me that much.
Yeah, I guess that's how I feel. It just, I mean, I was, like, traveling by myself, like, on the Greyhound bus when I was, like, 11 years old, you know, so I've never really been too frightened of any city, but I've just been really lucky. I haven't had really any bad experiences. I'm actually lucky. I was, like, meeting dudes off the internet when I was, like, really young and, like, going and staying at their houses in, like, different cities and stuff. And I'm really lucky that I wasn't, like, raped and murdered, you know? I think that, Vince, are you there? For some reason, I have a feeling that we...
You could be bothering me on Twitter.
No. I'm not here.
Well, when you get quiet, I always think you throw me in the green room.
Come on, fellas, come on. Let's show Keishi how much you appreciate her. Come on, guys. Come on. Come on, guys. Everybody, come on.
Oh God.
Come on, yeah. No.
Everybody's seeing my
tits. Showing her tits right now.
Oh, wait a second. She just showed her tits. Uh-oh.
I heard it.
Oh. Some guy just said fail titty. What?
Fuck you, bitch!
Hey, come on. That's, come on, guys. Relax. Come on. Seriously. Come on. Do you mind? That's Keishi. Come on. A little respect. My bad.
Oh, man.
Studio audience, they get rowdy.
Well, you know, your show, you know, wouldn't be anything without me, so. Oh.
That blinking red fuck you bitch light came on, and they reacted.
Oh, Vince. Pretty dull tonight. Where is everybody?
I'm still trying to find that clip. I'm still trying to find a clip of Bob from Chopper 5.
Oh God.
I know all about Stu and Sky 9, but Chopper 5 is nowhere to be seen as of yet. Let me go back on YouTube, see if they've updated.
When I just remembered, I'm going to my aunt and uncle's for like 3 or 4 days to watch their kids.
Mm.
And there's a place where I took those pictures of that amazing pool with, like, the hot tub and all the rocks and waterfalls and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? So I get to, like, swim in, like, their pool, because my pool is frail right now. And nice and dirty. But, yeah, so that'll be nice. And they have, like, this huge, like, 12-bedroom home. It's literally fucking huge. It's, like, this amazing balcony with, like, another hot tub on it. And, oh, it's going to be a nice little getaway for a couple of days. God damn it. I'm like sitting under this palm tree, and I'm hearing them as like, rustling the palm tree, scaring the shit out of me. But I get kind of scared when I sit out here on the diving board, because when I was like 6 or 7, like, it was out here at night sitting down, and I looked down, and there was a rattlesnake between my legs. So... I'm a little scared out here sometimes. Fucking frogs, crow game, dog, bar game. God.
Mm-hmm. Good times. All right. Hey, let's take a little break here. Keishi, do you want to play some gay music for us to spice things up?
The Demand Electric Six Gay Bar.
No.
No, it's not available at this moment. It's going to be like Arctic Monkeys or I don't know, something else. What is it going to be, Keishi?
You could play From the Rift to the Ravel. That would be a good song to play. I know you have that on your switchboard.
It is, madame. And per your request, if you'd like to join us, ladies and gentlemen, 347-826-7667, we will adjourn and join you momentarily after these words from the Arctic Monkeys.
Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he didn't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the goes through to the bit where you play, and you realize then that it's finally the time to walk back with 10,000 eyes in a line. You can just watch your breath and make another move.
In the hood. I just binged hardcore on some Starburst. Oh my god. I have a love affair with two. I got a major sweet tooth and I love Starburst and High Chew. The ultimate thing in the entire world is grape High Chew, but if I can't get High Chews, Starburst is just as fantastic as far as I'm concerned. So I scarfed down like a whole pack of Starburst during that song. So I'm kind of on a Starburst high now. And taking your calls, 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay. Let's take this call here. Area code blocked number. Caller, you just called in. What's up?
Hey, Vince. How are you, babe?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if it isn't, my darling. Oh, Miss Tasha.
You're funny.
It's party sexy time, and I'm high off of Starburst because that's all I have left. I don't do anything anymore. I just drink coffee and eat Starburst. And
wow.
do my BTR show. and tweet a lot. Lovely. And oh my God, I haven't heard from you in so long. What's new with you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Nothing really new, just same thing. You know, working hard, traveling heap.
Yeah,
going
working,
to Sydney in
working,
a couple weeks.
Working hard, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Life is wonderful.
So wait a second.
How are
you're
you?
Wait, is it so wait, is it's summer where we are, so does that mean it's winter where you are?
Yes, it's freezing. I'm in my house, I've got the heater on. I got a blanket on me. I'm like rugged up. It's Sunday afternoon and I really should be outside, but it's too cold. So I'm
Dude.
Staying in today.
You know what's sad is it's exactly like that here. The conditions are in San Francisco. Is it Mark Twain, I think, has a quote where he says the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. It's so true.
Really?
It's all foggy. It's all foggy and just is dewy outside. It's cold.
Wow. See, it doesn't, I don't know, like it's not foggy here. First thing in the morning, like 5 o'clock, you might be a bit, but not much at all. And, I mean, it's not raining. It's just cool, like a really cold, cold wind that just kind of cuts right through you. It's crazy. It's not raining at all. It's quite bright outside. Yeah, but still too cold for me. I mean, even though I love the winter, but yeah, which is, you know, it's crazy because when I was over there, I was out in the snow and I loved it. But here, it's just a different cold. It's just, I don't know. Fucking crazy. But anyway, still good though. I'm going out a bit later, but not just now. I'm just going to chill out in my heater. I mean, in my lounge room with my heater on.
Yeah, get comfy, honey.
I am. Thank you.
So, have you heard from Goofy Bone lately?
No, I haven't. It's my first time I'm calling into BTR since probably the last time I was on your show.
Yeah, probably a couple months, maybe.
And I haven't, yeah. Has it been that long?
Well, at least a month.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but, well, long enough. And Goofy Bone is MIA right now. He's been MIA
really?
For like over, like for like 2 weeks or a week or two now. He's been just totally
yeah.
gone. Yeah, if you go to his page, it says, it's like a statement from Will Crawford that says something to the effect that Goofy Bone is in jail or was put in jail and is was incarcerated. And I don't know if he's still in jail or not, but he's
oh
not
God.
Doing shows.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
I haven't heard from
God.
Him at all.
I hope he's okay. But...
Yeah,
wow,
me too.
Wow.
Me too. And on top of that, I know you don't listen to Ghost, but you hear me talk about Ghost. Ghost has been a ghost for the last like 4 days or something. He hasn't been around. He kind of like got just vanished from the internet. It's just weird. It's just people are just. Oh yeah, I'm a cyber criminal, by the way. I got outed as a cyber criminal. I don't know if you
what?
Were. What?
Okay, what the fuck is a cyber criminal?
That means I'm good at cyber. So good that they had to put me in a jail.
Oh, nice. Okay.
No, I didn't go to jail, but let's just say I compromised some files, that belonged to a former employer because I was disgruntled, and somehow that was leaked on the internet, interwebs, and people brought it up on my show and cornered me, and I had to, you know, face up
wow.
to it. So. So that was some drama for me. I got doxxed, if you will. I mean, it felt like
okay.
I got doxxed. It was kind of it's kind of a trip when you see your name in a Reuters article, and then it's like spread across like Yahoo News and all this shit. That kind of you know, it catches your attention sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, I'm fine. Everything is good. This is all stuff that happened before I was even on BTR. Like, you know,
okay.
This is all stuff that shit that went down years ago that, yeah, essentially a lazy court reporter inadvertently doxed me. And that's, I got that hanging over my head for a little while. And actually, at first, people were like, oh, dude, what's he going to do? Because what was funny is, like, somebody found this article. This article had been out for, like, a week. I didn't know about it. It had been published for a week on Reuters and spread around on other news sites. And I was like, wasn't even aware of it. And then a friend of mine messaged me online and called my attention to it. And I was like, whoa, where did this come from? Totally caught me out of left field. And so, like,
wow.
But it just so happened that this spread around like wildfire after that. After he showed it to me, like, apparently he found it from somebody else or whatever, and it kind of got around the whole BTR family, whatever. And and then it just so happened to coincide with 2 days that I took off from the show, that I was just planning not to do shows for 2 days. And it just so happened that this happened around the time that this article was found on the interwebs by people and spread around. And it was like, oh, my God, Vince is gone. He was doxed off the internet. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's a cyber criminal this entire time. Holy shit. For 2 days, everybody was just like, tick-tock, tick-tock. Where's Vince? No show. 2 days. And people were just like, oh, my God. He's in jail. He's a fed. He's all this shit. I heard everything. It was funny, actually. I didn't even tweet for like a day. And people were like coming up with all kinds of interesting conspiracy theories. And then I came back on, and of course I had to like talk about that for like a week. And then it kind of died down, and everybody's like, whatever. But now periodically, you know, people like you that I had, they're old friends of the show that maybe don't call in every day or every week. Every once in a while, I got to catch them up to speed. And so there you have it. That's the long Reader's Digest version.
Fair enough.
But I'm reformed.
Wow.
I'm reformed. I've learned from my mistakes. I'm not.
Okay.
I use my powers for the forces of good now, not evil. So, you know, I'm trying to accentuate the positive. Accentuate. Is that how it goes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, good for you, babe.
Yeah. So also to get you up to speed, beyond that, that's some backstory for you. But beyond that, I also have some new for, you know, Kishu, right? Obviously, you, last time you heard, Kishu was around. And then I also have Lulsec Cali, who's a new friend of the show. He's here with us tonight. There he is. He's with us tonight.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm awesome, as always. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. And where are you from?
I'm obviously from California, in the Bay as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, cool. Nice.
It's all.
I need to come back over there.
Yeah, dude, you got to come back to the Bay, honey. Kick it with us freestyle. We also have on the line with us Old Brutus, who's another new friend of the show.
That's
on the line with us. Yeah, Old Brutus, say hi to. Well, Kishu, you're live. I don't know why you're so quiet. Sorry, Old Brutus, you're on with Miss Tasha as well, of course.
Hi, Tasha. Oh. Where are you from?
I'm from Perth, Australia.
That's cool. You said Perth?
Yes.
I have a friend in Adelaide.
Oh, I'm not too far away. It's like 2.5 hour flight. Nice. Girl, guy?
I heard that in Australia, there was potentially, possibly, maybe one of the only non-governmental detonations of a nuclear weapon that ever took place in the world. Do you know anything about that?
I have no freaking idea.
Supposedly, the same Japanese group that was releasing sarin gas in the subway systems of Japan detonated a nuclear weapon that they had commandeered from someone. I believe the Soviets lost one.
Okay.
And may or may not have set it off out in the desert.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, when was this? Recently?
It was probably in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I don't watch news. I know that sounds really crazy. I just don't watch the news. It's too depressing. Too many people dying. And
report on it anyway.
All that. Okay. Well, no, I don't know if that's right or not. It probably is, but yeah, I don't know about it.
You don't know.
But hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I just don't.
Good times. Hey, this is what it's all about, dude. BTR is like, it's social, next level social networking, bro. This is like, dude, making friends, making love to friends here on the internet. It's fucking badass. BTR, folks. It's good times. And shouts out to Debbie Daly in the building now. Apparently, Debbie Daly just rolls deep now. She's got some crew with her. She rolls in with like fucking, like 20 people. What the hell?
Oh, wow.
The fucking Debbie Daly crew in the building. My God. What what 4chan message board shit out my fucking link on their site? What the hell?
Wow, they are pouring in.
Good times.
Oh, really? How many people in your chat?
Well, it was about 20 for a while, or not even that. It like was about like 15, and then all of a sudden it's just like doubled or almost tripled now.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
well,
God.
How are everyone in the chat?
They're all from B.
Good times. But anyways, it's good to see y'all in the chat room anyways, regardless of how you got here. Welcome to the program. It's Vince in Lay Bay. Just kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome for only less than 30 more minutes. It's open lines. It's party sexy time. Bunga party sexy time. So if you want to get in on this, you better do it now. Less than a half hour to go, and then I'm closing up this taco stand. So let's see who this
wow.
is on the line here. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince, what's shaking?
Hey, what's up, dude? That's Eric. Eric from Flyover Territory. What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Just wanted to let you know, you weren't 4chan or anything. Rose's show just let out, and she got 4chan, and that's how all the other people came over to her show. So when her show was breaking up, somebody said, hey, let's all go over to Vince's. Yeah, good idea.
Oh, brilliant. So like, brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It's
thanks
kind of,
a lot.
It's kind of like an apartment complex, and one apartment
uh-huh.
party shuts down, and they go to the neighbors
yeah.
because they find
thanks
out they
a
have
lot.
A party,
yeah.
too.
Shouts out to Desert Rose. Thanks, Desert Rose, for shutting down your party. I wish you would have kept it open for about 30 more minutes, but we were having a good time. We were having a little chit chat, doing just swell. And now all the riff raps here now. I get it. It's cool. It's
yeah,
cool. We're gonna just have our little party sexy time show, a little bunga bunga. And we can expand it though. It's finally it's fine. We're all
sorry,
family. We're all family.
There.
It's all good.
Wow.
I love Desert Rose. I was hanging out on Desert in Desert's chat before I started my show, so it's all good. I would have been over there too if I wasn't doing this piece of shit, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry I ruined things for you, so I'll just go on now and
it's all good. Let's sort
and
through
in case
you fucking trash
always remember
bring,
for the safe word. Okay. It's important.
All right. Let me see what I got here. I got area code 859. You're on the air. What's going down?
Hello, hi. It's Kingdom here from Singapore.
Oh, Kingdom here from Singapore. I love you. How
hi,
are you
everyone.
Doing?
Hello.
Hello.
It's Kingdom here. Yeah, it's Kingdom here. So are you able to load the chat? What's going on?
I can't be in the chat. Something wrong with the BTR. I always cannot. Recently, I don't know why, but I cannot go to the chat. And it's been three to five days I can't go to the chat to any other rooms. And I wonder why. BTR is giving me trouble. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good. No, I love it. In fact, I'm kind of happy that BTR gives you trouble and that forces you to call in, because I think you have cool. I love hearing your voice. You're so cool. And it's not every day I get to
she
talk to.
She sounds cute.
Yeah, she sounds adorable. Can you believe that? I'm on the line right now with what? Two people in the three people, four people in the States, one chick in Singapore and another in Australia, down under. What do you want,
cool,
dude?
Cool.
It's fucking Vince in the Bay, globalized motherfuckers.
It's so cool.
We're like the fucking Illuminati, bitch. We're global.
I'm sorry.
Good stuff.
My God. Okay, I don't understand why more people aren't having using the pink font. You do understand that there is a pink font feature. I know some people like to play for the purple team. That's fine, but yeah. Let's fruit it up here, right? It's the fucking it's the fruit team here. It's the pink team. The pink team's here, everybody. Watch out.
Welcome to the show, pink team.
Oh.
So how many people are there in the chat room?
In the chat room right now there's like 33 people. Yeah, some other show just let out, and there was a bunch of trolls over there, and they just all trolled over here, and now this asshole Bobo keeps saying gay club, gay club, gay club, gay club. Yeah, well, you're lucky, Bobo. Keisha's here. We've been playing gay music.
I'm personally glad to have them.
Hey, don't put Ron Paul's name in there with the Illuminati and Hitler, you motherfucker. Come on.
I'm
seriously.
Back this way, so hi, guys. Sorry,
seriously, dude. That's not cool, dude. Ron Paul is like a stand-up guy. All those other people are just fucking assholes. Come on, dude. Seriously. You know what's going on right now? We have the fucking... Speaking of the Illuminati, you know what? After the show, fuck it. I'm going to go conspiracy hunting. You know what I'm going to do, motherfuckers? I'm going to go undercover... And because I know there's all these anonymous kids that are, okay, who's trying to hack into my fucking, somebody's phone? What the hell's going on? Somebody just stop dialing. What the hell's going on?
Hi, Vince. I was trying to get your attention.
Yeah. What?
I'm back. And, also you're a faggot and I love you.
What?
God damn it. Now I forgot. Oh yeah. Wild Goose said, you're welcome.
The plan. Oh, yeah. So Bohemian Grove is what I was trying to talk about. Can you shut up for a second? Bohemian Grove is what I'm trying to talk about. I know the anonymous kids are already up there at Bohemian Grove. I know Alex Jones is up there. I know everybody's there. It's seriously like just a couple. It's a hop, skip, and a jump for me, folks. There's nothing stopping Vince in the Bay from going conspiracy hunting tonight and getting some juicy footage of, like, anonymous. Following Anonymous and all these guys, these Alex Jones, follow them in with their camera people. Get in there and get some footage of perhaps, I don't know, Henry Kissinger's nutsack. So I'm going to be going conspiracy hunting tonight, and I'll hopefully have something to report. I hope I get some footage, but I don't know. By this time tomorrow, I might be wiped off the face of the planet. Who knows? Like I'm really, you know, tempting fate here. But you know, I could schmooze with social engineer my way into these parties. Quite frankly, like it's not the first time I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. But they've been beefing up security. Some of those folks, you know, they know what's up. So we'll see. I don't know. I'll get back to you on this though, and if I can, I'll try to get the chronicle.su some scoopage on that as well. I'll do what I can. I'm sure you guys already have your own reporters going down there. I mean, I'll probably bump into some of them when I'm down there, but you know, whatever I can share, I'll do what I can.
We got a guy in Washington D.C. who will report back to us so that we can write the most up to date satire possible.
Brilliant! That's brilliant. Hey, do you want to? So what else? What else is what's making the headlines over there at the Chronicle.su today?
As we speak, I'm writing a news article about these endangered snow leopards that they found in Afghanistan. It turns out that they've commissioned them to fight American forces off because they're ferocious and really mean. So that's why they're using them against us. And Rupert Murdoch hacking the iPhone or some phones. I don't know. His boy there in England. That's a big story that the media just won't let die. So now it's at the top of the Chronicle.su coming soon.
Yeah. Good times, man. Looking forward to it. Hey,
me too, Vince.
You know, I was just thinking, how come there's no grape Starburst? How come no grape Starburst?
It's a conspiracy.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. No grape Starburst. I'm gonna have to look into that.
It's got the word rape in it.
Ooh, yeah, G rape.
And it's a Starburst. You know what happens at the end of rape? A burst of fluid.
Yeah, that might be it. Who knows?
It's a conspiracy.
What do you think, Eric? Eric, are you still there? Did we lose Eric? All right, who do I have now? I have Kishu still.
Kishu?
Yeah, I know. I always have Kishu here. Oh, Kishu's always here.
You're always a tool, but I love you anyway.
Is still here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, Lolsa Callie. Wait, Lolsa Callie, you called back in, right? Is that you? Or maybe not.
Hello, it's Kingdom here.
Oh, no, it's Kingdom here. Yeah, Kingdom here is here. Sweet.
Hey, Vince, I got to go. My phone credit is getting low, but I'll be listening on the computer.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks for calling in. It's great to hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Talk
Bye.
To you next time. All right, ciao. Kingdom here. She's so fucking cool. She's what when I picture what Melinda sounds like, I picture her being sounding like that. Wait, who's this?
Vince,
why is this
sorry,
person?
I've got to get going. I've got to go to the hospital.
Oh, shit,
what?
Dude. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be okay. I just I'm having some serious trouble all of a sudden. I will.
Oh, all right, take care of yourself, bro. Take care.
Stay black.
All right, man. Take it easy. Holy shit,
dude. Who was that?
My God.
Who was it?
That was old Brutus.
Oh, I thought so. What
callers are dropping like flies right now. What's going on? Is there some sort of virus on the internet? You know what he's going to do? He's going to go patent. I know what he's doing. He's going to go patent grape Starburst.
That's so weird. I don't know what happened.
How come? I know. Isn't that crazy? How come there's no grape Starburst? Do you ever think of that?
He saw a cucumber while he was gardening naked.
What? How come there's no grape Starburst? Can anybody riddle me this? Why are there no grape Starburst?
No, there's no grape Starburst because they know that if they put grapes in, the niggers would sell them and lose money. That's a fucking conspiracy.
Oh,
sorry,
goodness.
I was being allowed.
Thank God we only have 15
so
minutes left. This
and
is just
the IRC says.
This is just going totally to hell, and this is what you get when you do a late night talk show and everybody's fucked up and wasted or already got fucked up and wasted and woke up all hungover and is now off to the hospital. My God, I got a caller. I have my homie old Brutus is on his way to the hospital right now. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. Hang in there, old Brutus. Well, you know what? We should definitely take a minute here and give a shout-out to all the chit-chatters. You guys are going nuts-oid in the fucking chat room right now. My God. And so let me say my piece to everybody in the chat room.
Hello? Am I on? Hello?
Yeah, you're on, dude.
Okay, just double-checking. Wait, what happened to old Brutus? I didn't quite hear.
He died. Well, he didn't die, but he was like, I got to go to the hospital, and he left. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Hope he's better.
Yeah, it was kind of random. Hope he's okay.
I think he
sounded like he was hung up. What?
I think that Cobalt should call in. I know he's listening. I saw his titties.
Wait, you think who should call in?
Cobalt.
Cobalt? Who the fuck is Cobalt?
It's a dude with titties. Uh-huh. Very hairy.
A dude with titties? No, I'm not. Wow, that makes it so much more appealing when you put it that way. Yeah. Oh, dudes with titties, please call in. Are you
apparently
kidding?
Apparently he can't. It won't. He says I can't. I won't. That's not when he needs to call in.
Wow.
Why do you stalk these poor boys on the internet and force them to try to call this show? I do like the fact that you're an active producer. You're actively trying to produce callers for the show, and it's great. But sometimes it borders on stalkering, I think. It's being a stalker, stalkerish. You know what I mean?
I am the best lurker ever, and I love it.
Mr. Crumb and Herpster 6969 going wild in the chat room. Going wild.
Oh, and
the two of them, they're doing
Cobalt
some like yin yang type of thing. Actually, if you look at it sideways, it looks like a fruity version of the Portland Trailblazers logo from the 90s. The fuck's your problem? Oh, wow, that's fucking bitching, dude. How do you guys do that? Solid shit. You know who we're missing right now is that no thieves for something or other. He's a really good chat room artist. But fuck it. Let's do the roll call and get the fuck out of here, all right? Well, we still got 12 minutes, but hopefully it's gonna take 10 minutes to say all the names in this goddamn chat room now.
Tobrelli says he's currently writing a book about cocks with Barrett Brown.
Barrett Brown. Where, on Pastebin? Can we look at it on Pastebin or some shit?
No. Never mind.
All right.
Pretty funny.
Good times. Hey, we got another call here. Blocked number. You're on the air. God save us. Who are you?
Hey. Yep. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. What's up? Who's this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
I'm calling from the UK.
Oh,
I'm
right on.
British. I'm British.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I love the UK.
Yeah, and I just wanted to put a question to you.
All right. Go for it.
Yeah. What is OP?
A faggot.
What is OP or OB? I didn't even catch that. What
OP.
Was that?
Original poster, a faggot, et cetera, et cetera. That he never delivers. That's a fact.
Yep. Today OP is a fact.
You may now reload 6 shotgun rounds if you play that Omegle thing.
6 rounds left.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I just need a brand new Skype account just to call all the way to the US. Get my free call in.
Oh, right on.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
That's
good,
how you do
time.
It.
What's on your mind tonight? What's going down?
Well,
dude?
Actually, it's Sunday morning here. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I just pulled an all-nighter. I haven't been asleep. I've just been just on the...
Are you vapping right now? What the hell is that noise in the background?
Hitting the sofa, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With your cock or what? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, my cock. Yeah.
That's hot. British boys are so hot. Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah, you'll love Kishu. Do you know Kishu, by the way?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, you're going to probably get to know her because she loves anything that's got a British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Especially in
Goose. Bad and hacker. Goose. He has
so
a hard
you're in luck, bro. You're in luck, bro. Are you familiar with Wild Goose? Are you friends with Wild Goose?
Goose,
or something?
Goose needs to get on here.
I agree. Goose is
win. Yeah, Wild Goose, good friend of the show. Feel free to call in, bro. We're gonna wind it up here in a minute, though. If you call in, you got to do it now, dude. There's less than 10 minutes to go, and I still have to fucking do shout-outs to all the assholes in the chat room.
That's where in the UK are you from?
Are you a drummer? Are you a drummer? Are you a drummer? Or are you just fapping on my show?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you're on my radio show. Hello? Or
oh,
my internet radio broadcast. What thing I'm going to jigger? What's on your mind, dude?
Oh, right. On my mind.
Why are you so antsy?
Well,
why are you so antsy? You're like, you're pitter-pattering.
You want to know why I'm so empty?
You
want to know why I'm so empty? Because I've been awake for, 26 hours already. So, I'm not full of ideas. I'm a bit of a zombie.
Go to sleep, for fuck's sake. God, I'm from Lowside. Even I need to sleep.
I'm not tired.
Can I ask a question? Where in the UK are you from?
South Coast.
Okay.
Yeah, Southampton.
Okay. Nice.
So, Grape Starburst, eh?
Yeah. What do you think of Grape Starburst?
I think that would be really good, actually. The black ones are the best. The black ones are the best Starbursts, always.
Dude, they've got like four or five, no, they have like six or seven different like varieties. They have tropical, they have summer fruit. They got all these different varieties, but none of these packs have a single grape flavor. I can't believe
I'm really
it.
Surprised about that. I thought there would be.
Grapes are like the black people. They're racist, that's why. Because grapes are like the black people of fruit.
Why was this on a switchboard, guys?
Grapes are like the black people of fruit.
Okay. I actually thought that they did have a great Starburst.
Yeah, you probably get it over there in Australia, but they don't import it here. They keep the good stuff out overseas.
Can I just put another question to you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been so far even as decided to use Go Want to look more like?
Dude, not in all instances, but every once in a while when I'm feeling a little loopy, I almost something or other for more with in Afghanistan. And let's say, bring on Wild Goose. What's up?
I'm up.
What's
I'm
up,
fucking
dude?
Cloud nine, bro.
you tripping balls, dude? What's up? You on,
oh, wow.
Jesus Christ. What kind of cancer fucking erupted in my chat room, dude? The hell is this garbage?
Take a little time.
Is this your crew? Is this what you guys? Yes. Where's the Raptor Jesus? What the hell's going on?
Raptor Jesus, the Velociraptor occurred on July 4th with the Freedomizer deal, if you will. Freedomizer got trolled hard July 4th. So no more Raptor Jesus.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. I mean, that whole crew, the remnants of that, what are they moving on to now? What's the
life?
the next thing? The next
we're
operation,
to,
whatever.
I'm trying to be more direct about the message, but not only that, but I'm bringing back a my show, but I'm not going with the whole serious format that I was pushing on Freedomizer. But yeah, I'll be back on at midnight starting Tuesday.
Nice.
Yep.
Good shit, man. I'm glad you're going to do that, man. Yep. I think you'll be really happy that you decided to do that.
It feels like there's a ghost rubbing my body and penis.
I've called herpes. You might want to get that checked out.
Yeah, we got the sound, the switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree, and it looks like I got a caller here. Block number, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, who's that?
How's it going?
Is this your soundboard? Okay, into the green room. Let's take this caller. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
You're still talking to me, I'm guessing.
Who?
Still talking to me, I'm guessing, yes.
I think so, indeed. Yeah. I think that's. I'm guessing that's who I'm talking to as well. What's going on?
Right. I was just calling in. I was just listening to your radio show. And basically... Yes. Yeah, I'm just listening. Just doing a bit of listening, you know? A bit of listening. Listening in with my ears. Just doing a bit of a listening. Listening in real good.
Okay, cool. Appreciate the listening. And we got my good friend Wheatley the Supercore here. This is going to be good. Wheatley the Supercore, you're on.
Winning. I don't know. Winning, anyone?
Dog or something.
Hey, how did this guy get it? How did this guy get a copy of our sex tape, Kishu? I thought we were going to wait to release that until Christmas time.
Oh,
the poor woman. Let's get God's mercy.
God, turn off that soundboard.
Wow. Wheatley the Supercore. Wow.
In furries.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Yeah. No, it's not there. And that's okay because we're going to get the fuck out of here. It's time to wrap it up, kids. Before we do this, Wild Goose, any parting thoughts? Okie doke. Appreciate that, Wild Goose. Always appreciate your support, and good luck with your new show. We have, of course, Lulzsec Callie. Any parting thoughts?
Let me think. Follow me on Twitter at Lulzsec Callie. Participate in the anti-security movement, hashtag anti-sec. Melissa has a Prius that's gay. Team Bob. All the way.
Good times. And finally, Kishu, anything you'd like to say before we go, honey?
You're a whore, and I think I'm going to get a boob job. I don't like my titties anymore.
I was just kidding. Come on. I love your little sugar tits. I was just
You were talking about my tits? I never even realized you were talking about my tits, to be honest.
Earlier, yeah, no, I made a comment earlier, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, no, I know you've been thinking about that.
Anyways,
All right, thanks. We got to go. We got 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Eat a dick.
All right, and you can eat my dick. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And that's it. Peace out.
Winning.
We're going to play for you our first tune tonight. It's going to be about four tunes. And the first tune, here goes. One, two, three.
Now when them fights go down, the lights go down. In Dimmers and the Village, people might be round. They say that all the people gon' like me now, cause I'm talking about the issues in this life we found. All through the country, people getting slain. Priority religion, it's a band getting hanged. I know some little kids quick to get militant. Just give them packs of the gum, they really peeling clips. They told me not to worry about the struggle, and they don't gotta worry cause it's subtle. Tell them about the government taking away the life. Aviation is ruined, they say when you take. It's a beautiful day, I'm just happy to be alive. I'm playing with slingshots from renewable goods. Think you got it tough just because you in the hood? Negative. I'm positive you would be in a stress mode when you wear the same thing like you got a dress code. And yes, I am guilty of being privileged, cause while I'm in the booth, my cousin is in the village. I seen a boy with no father. His mom ain't around, life's harder. Picked up soccer, ain't trying to go farther. Hair is a mess, can't find him no barber. And this is what it's like when you ain't got a life. I'm all they got left, but they try and do right. And they feel my plight, I'm giving them insight. I know we gotta win, so then fly me a kite. Say good morning when I see you, cause I gotta be polite. And I'm living something different, cause this can't be the life. And you don't got a chance, better focus on your plans. I try to grind like children that sell pure water. The land of the lawless, more slaughter. Negotiate the price, I take your offer. In the market where they sell them what the jack cost her. I try to chase the gold out here, but honestly it's bumpy like the roads out here. And I advise if the salary is handsome, Buna Belly Belly, they will hold you for ransom. If you gotta take family life, you would lose your mind. Chris Brown on Grammy night. And this is what the news don't show. There's nothing on the plate, so the dudes don't grow.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.